Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Q Boston, about to meet up for our first coffee club event. Having high level conversations with the people over coffee, the same way you can come together and you can have shots at night. Why not have coffee in the morning, tapped in, networking? What's going on? People are already showing up, they're early. That's what I like to see. Appreciate you, sir.
Yeah, just one. Peace and love, family. It's Bia Mechie. We're here at the Supermind Coffee Club meetup, and I'm about to grab the mic, talk to the people, network for a little bit, and see what this is all about. I think it's all positive energy and good vibes at the end of the day, about frequency. So Boston showed out, and we're going to show up.
Get Mariah to say some words about production as well.
Sure. Appreciate everybody pulling up. Once again, appreciate everybody pulling up. Peace, 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 peace. Hope everybody's feeling good. Boston, we appreciate y'all pulling up. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you to all the individuals who decided to come be here with us today. Some of you were there last night with us at the show. And I also wanna say words of appreciation for Hugh Boston for allowing us to use this wonderful venue and space to have this coffee club meetup. This is actually the first time that we've done an event like this. And it's so necessary because when we're doing these shows and we're traveling to these cities and we're meeting all these people, we want to do these, you know, VIP meet and greet experiences and have Key say a few words with the people. But it's kind of difficult to do that in that environment because there's so much going on and, you know, we got to keep things moving. But when we have events like this that are more intimate, there's spaces where we're able to network with each other, to build with each other, to actually have conversation, right, and build that. And ultimately, that's what this all is about. High level conversations, right? So my name is Bia Mechie. I work with the team. We have a lot of team members in here, from our designer to our production team to so many brands that we have, but obviously this is for Supermind, right? And ultimately Supermind is about having a Supermind. I think about clarity. It's a key word. We see it in a lot of the branding, right? Clarity, right? What is it giving you? It's clarity. And I think clarity is a key word because it alludes to confidence. When you're clear about things, you can be confident. When you're clear about things, you can be happy. You can be content because you have that clarity. We all need clarity. There's so many distractions that we go through on a daily basis, so many things that we're battling, challenging, thinking about, and anxiety, right? All these things. But when you're clear, all that can kind of dissipate, right? It just quiets down a little bit. So to me, Supermind is all about clarity. It's instant mushroom coffee, and we definitely would appreciate if y'all check out our booth that we have, some of our displays. Mariah's here in the back. She can handle any pre-orders, or we have a few products with us if you do want to tap in and get some for yourself. But ultimately, we want to make this an environment where we can tap in with each other, talk, build, and connect. All right, so I'm going to have a few people come up and say a few words throughout this whole experience, throughout this whole event. I definitely want to make sure we have the opportunity to speak with Mariah, who has so much to say, and I definitely want to put her on the spot, right? You definitely got to tap in with her. I'm seeing my brother Kurt just tapped in, just came down, who helped us so much in putting everything together here in Boston. So definitely appreciate my brother. And of course, we have 19 Keys here. I know a lot of y'all came for 19 Keys, right? We got to tap in with the brother. So we'll definitely have different people coming up. We'll have a few questions, opportunities for you to build with us and say a few words. But for right now, feel free to get some food. Feel free to, you know, make an order. Again, we have Supermind on this side. We're gonna get the music going again, and About 5 minutes from now, we'll get started and have the opportunity to build with people who, you know, want to have a conversation with us and just build further. So with that being said, we appreciate y'all once again. And if you can, just put your hands together for each other and being here right now. You know what I'm saying?
And it's never been true for black men. You know what I'm saying? When you help yourself and you empower yourself, now you have power in the world to where you can do for others. But you can't help nobody until you get some power. And the greatest power you can exert is self-development by showing people. When somebody see your example, when as a son, you watch your father more than you listen to him. You know what I mean? You watch his example more. So as men, we have to be seen doing the work. You know what I'm saying? And when we sing, we inspire people more than ever. So you think that you need to take people with you? No, they just need to watch where you're going.
Real.
Yes,
sir. Last question that I have for you. Higher education, colleges, institutions. Right now we're in Boston. We have Harvard, MIT, Tufts, Northeastern, BU, Babson. Have you ever thought about like dabbling in adjunct professorship and maybe collaborating with any of these schools and offering a course or working with programs? Because one professor that you definitely know, D1, David Augustine, I was at Tufts University, I was in his class, and the impact that he had, not only on the school, on the students, and just the larger community in general, you know, through the work that he did at Tufts and then also his fellowship at Tufts, I mean, at Harvard, was very impactful. And I think that direction is a very valuable direction for individuals like yourself that have larger platforms outside of the education system, that you can bring your lessons into the education system and get tapped into those networks of those schools.
I mean, for those, it's really just about connecting with the right people. Like, we plan on possibly going to Harvard today. We're going to be working with Jaylen Brown for an MIT fellowship, you know what I mean, a lab in July. We'll be announcing that at some point in time. So yeah, you know, our goal has always been to infiltrate the education system, because too often when it's nobody that speaks your language, you don't feel seen or heard. You know what I'm saying? So I'm an individual who has a non-traditional way of thinking and learning and teaching and educating. So I'll be able to reach minds that those who are inside those classrooms can't, and connect to a way and speak to ideas that are outside the spectrum of the academia norm. You understand me? So we plan on doing that, whether, you know, any school that invites us will come, any professor that invites us, inshallah, will come. But it's more than that. It's about, can we get the funding as well to go push these agendas? Because sometimes, you know, when we travel, it's expensive for us. You know what I'm saying? So who's going to pay for it? I think people think about, like, just doing it, but this world operates off money as well. You feel me? So we do have a nonprofit called Project High Level that we're going to be working through. So getting direct donors, you understand me, and grants to do the work is the key. Otherwise, we have to create a capitalist model, right, and get that to fund the work. And these things almost cancel each other out in different ways, because at one point in time, you have to market to the same people you're trying to help. You know what I'm saying? Or you create a luxury market and you sell to people who have a lot of money, and then you take that money, and then that's when you can be like Robin Hood. You feel me? So it's two different models. I think that, and that's why I always believe in luxury brands, because if you're selling to a demographic who can afford a high cost item, you know what I mean? Then you can take that and do social entrepreneurship, and then you can do events and you can give back to those, right, who are less fortunate.
Before he takes the mic, could y'all put your hands together and give a round of applause for 19 Keys? I don't think people realize how much goes into these events, how much goes into speaking for an hour to do a keynote, an hour to go with a guest, another 30 minutes with another guest, another 40 minutes with another guest, then a VIP Q&A, then an after party situation. Like, it's a lot of energy, you know, after you come up from a flight, and sometimes we're doing back-to-back shows, and I've been able to observe behind the scenes just how he's able to operate, and it's in flow. There's no issue with it, because it's in flow of what he does and what he was purposed to do. And ultimately, for all of us, and whatever we do, we want to be in flow. That's a key word. That's a key thing that we want to get to, is flow. And I feel a great way of looking at flow is doing what you love and being good at what you love, right? Let's get the DJ a cup right now, man. Let him vibe out.
Yeah, man, the vibe's gonna change.
But let's get to 19 Keys once again, and just talk to the people, man. How you feeling?
I feel great, man. You know, I just had my coffee, so I'm good to go. You feel me? Yesterday was actually the most stage time I spent at an event, right? We was on the stage for like 4.5 hours. And as we were talking about cognitive security, right? Like how to secure your mind, how to develop a resilient mind. It's both a mental, right, and mindful practice, but it's also, of course, when we talk about our brains, it's our guts at the same time, right? It's our information environment, right? What we consume physically and what we consume digitally. So, like, in preparation for an event like that, I'm making sure I'm only consuming things that reinforce the ideas that I want to spread, which makes it easier because what's at the immediate forefront of my mind, right, it's only the thoughts that I want to share. And what happens typically is that, you know, we're constantly scrolling on social media. We're overloaded with information, right? And we don't realize that there's this idea of immediate recall, right? That what's at the forefront of our mind is like our last 5 days, right? And so when you start thinking about things, that's what you're manifesting was like your last week's information environment, right? So at any given time, like you could just be your last week. Right. And what were you going through this last month? We kind of think of ourselves in totality based on our names and like our whole lives lived experience. But at any given time, our mood is based on what we just consumed. Right. And so in this age, not only do we need to remain resilient and like mindful practices of being in nature and meditating, right, and journaling or whatever practices that you decide to utilize, but also what you ingest, it matters a lot. I'm gonna be honest with you, right? I know everybody doesn't care about what they eat and how that has an effect on the dullness of their thinking, right? And we don't connect that brain health enough with mental health, right? So when you have something like cordyceps and lion's mane, this is something specifically to program your body, right? I look at it like if you don't program your mind, somebody else will. And if you don't intentionally program your body, right, your food will. But what are you programming it with? Is it information that your cells need in order to produce more life and to be more vibrant and to be alive, which has a direct effect on the mood that you have as you're trying to wake up early in the morning and you waiting for your happiness to kick in? You know what I'm saying? But if you hit some of that Supermind coffee, it's joy in a cup. I just want to do that advertisement real quick. No, in real life, man, I was also thinking about just how do we switch up our environments, right? How you make some new rituals, right? Because you really can't get to a new culture or anything until you got new rituals, right? And so, like, we can go to the club at night. We can drink and network and party with individuals. But why can't we meet up in the morning with sober mind and finish those conversations and actually execute on it, right? It creates a completely different type of environment when you're meeting people in the morning for coffee and conversation and y'all building, or just having a stimulating conversation about something that's happening in the world. So as you're operating throughout the rest of the day, right, you feel stimulated and more confident. And we live in a society to where there's consistent disconnection, right? We don't actually really connect to other human beings. That's why we got this loneliness epidemic in the first place. So I believe that we need to create more situations where it's not just networking, but it's real connection. Like having a tribe, having a friend group. And often the people that come into the same environments to get the same information that's in the proximity of you, that's really your tribe, right? We think about it like because our friend group that we grew up with in high school and things of that nature, but it's the reason they're not here with you right now because they don't resonate on some of the things that you're interested in when you think about uplifting your life. So then your outside family becomes the same people that's on that same channel, that same frequency. You feel me? Those that want to optimize their thinking and their mind. Then you realize you might have to cut off some of your friends if you want to stay high level. It's a reality. Why have a friend group where, oh, are they not interested in this? You shouldn't be as interested in them. I'm going to be honest. We have about, I would say, a solid 2 years as a culture, right, to take real ownership of our minds and our IP. I seen today Jack Dorsey talking about delete IP laws, right? Yeah, it's digital colonization because of course those who are the most creative will be the ones that get the detriment of an idea like that. But they want to take all your ideas, feed it into their service, feed it into their algorithm, feed it into their machines, monetize it, and you get nothing. But now they're saying these things out loud, and Elon Musk is parroting the same ideas because they believe in this dark enlightenment to where they could just have complete monarch rule and control. They don't believe in democracy no more. And we're not even establishing these conversations to say, what is our counter to these philosophies and ideas that the people in power that's creating these digital feudal systems, right, who literally just see you as data to control and own and pride whenever they want to, right? And as we go about our normal lives, decisions are being made about us that we're not thinking about. So if we're not having real conversations while there's digital warfare happening and we're trying to figure out what is our defense systems, right? Because it's going to affect you as an individual. It's going to affect your group. It's going to affect your friends, your family. Some of our friends got weird ideas because they was influenced by social media, right? So now your friend group is compromised. Now you can't relate to the people around you because of the things that they now interested in. So there's a real life aspect to this. And then as we grow up in a culture, as mostly melanated people here, you're going to get it the worst because we're the most acceptable population. And so we think that our individual success is going to protect us, but it's not. Because if the person next to you is not successful, right, and the person on this side is not successful as well, then you have no reinforcements. You ain't got no army. You know what I mean? Rich hang out with rich for a reason. You feel me? When they need to borrow something and get an investment, that's who they can go to. But if everybody is down and you're the only one up, you really only halfway as you think you are. So the reality of it is creating right now, looking at like if emergency happened, like who is those people that you can call on? Who are those people that those 3 to 5 people instantly you can have a quick high level conversation that can give you some advice, right? That can be an influence in your life in some sort of category and area, right? What kind of meetings are we having and establishing as rituals consistently that we know will go optimize the way that we think and improve our lives? If it's not this type of intentionality, then it's nothing, right? Then that means you just have to accept based on your lack of execution is consent to whatever the elites want to do for you. So therefore, even your complaint is helping them because now you're in their algorithm, increasing engagement, but you've never opted out to anything. Right? You've never studied and figured out how do we create a different future. Mm-hmm. Right? I think, and I want to leave this prompt to everybody as well. You know, of course, we having a supermind conversation. You know what I'm talking about? So we going to get into some real things. But the question is, what is your favorite memory of the future? Right? It's a futurist exercise that forces you to think of the future in a capacity about something that you want to project. Right. So you're forcing yourself, right, to place yourself in the future with positive reinforcement. And this automatically like negates traumatic things that you're consistently thinking about or negative things that's in your information environment. So if anybody would like to come up here and ask this question as we prompted, I seen a hand over there real quick already, real fast. Then I seen my sister. She got something to say as well.
If you can't introduce yourself to the people, first and foremost.
Sure, sure, bismillah. My name is Dr. Maliha Hashmi, and I've been named one of the top 10 innovators in the world globally and the top 25 businesswomen to watch. So I am a child prodigy, but my energy is like on high frequency here. I've just learned about 19 keys, and it's amazing. He's magnetic, it's contagious, and it's really flowing with so much inspiration, and I love it. And in terms of the question or sort of the prompt that he said, I think one of the most important things is we definitely need to create our future, not wait for it to happen. And for me, one of my, something that I live for is healthcare for everyone, everywhere, accessibility to it for everybody, regardless of background, ethnicity, whatnot, you know, your social determinants of health or whatnot. And that is something that we're working on. And that's something for me, that's how I define, I come from a faith where we believe there is a cure to every disease. And that we can only find that cure when we work together. And I work in the sort of the faith of immersiveness, so collision of brilliant minds. And what I believe here, what's happening is he's colliding brilliant minds together. And that's why there's high frequency here. And when you have high frequency, you attract the right people. Oh, yeah. So I came in, I started working with a group here. We're working on digital twins. And I was working on a $500 billion project. I was, you know, looking at all the funds and everything and where they would go. And I didn't know what would be next, right? I was in a high corporate world, and I was like, okay, I'm going to be an entrepreneur now. And that's something you talked about yesterday. And that started a couple of years ago. And I said, where will I find the right people? And it was over coffee in the morning. And, you know, he's here, one of, you know, the colleagues. And we connected over coffee, and now we're making magic happen. And I believe today a lot of magic will happen through Super Minds, through the Brilliant Minds together, because that's where the conversation starts, and that's where the inspiration starts. And I'm so lucky to have come across another sort of coffee meeting, which will lead to great things to happen.
That was a clap it up for that. Please, please, please.
Thank you so much for that. That was amazing. Let me get your mic real quick. Okay. And where can people follow you just real quick? Where can people find you?
Oh, sure. It's Maliha Hashmi Official. So it's MALIHA HASHMI Official. You can see me on Instagram. I'm also on LinkedIn. And I'm really vibing with the spirit here.
Let's give her another round of applause. Thank you. Let's give a round of applause for Kalima. I want to have her say a few words. As we're talking about the future, for those of you who don't know, I'll give a brief introduction. Kalima is the sister of 19 Keys, but not just that. Keys talks a lot about family business, right? And the importance of family business. And whether it be his sister Andrea, or whether it be Kalima, other members of his family, there's so many different people that are doing roles behind the scenes that you may have seen at our different events when they're vending and doing that. But it's more than just the vending. There's so many things behind the scenes that, you know, takes on to do an event, to takes on to have a whole successful business. So Kalima is one of those members who's doing a fantastic job. And what are your thoughts on the future, or whatever you wanted to come up here and speak about?
Okay, so a couple things, because I first wanted to address Supermind. And we don't talk about enough why my brother brought these products in the first place to the people. Because we're here for a high level tour. And what people have to realize is that we're experiencing an era in our life where we're taking in information on a level that we have never taken in information before. But we are getting lost in that information. We are getting lost, and we have every bit of knowledge in front of us, and we are not putting in the effort and consistency and discipline and motivating ourselves to push ourselves forward. Can you imagine, with all the information we have, we are still sitting lost in ourselves? We are actually getting ourselves to a point where we're going into therapy, we're going to all these spaces, and we're getting stuck in our trauma. And we don't know how to move forward. And that's why we have Supermind, and we have Goldwater, and we have these products. This isn't just a product to sell to the people, because I hear a lot of people say, I'm just supporting you. I'm like, no, support yourself. We didn't come here for you to just support us.
Thank you.
We came here for you to become high level. Don't come here as a fan. You are your own unique self. You are a human being. You are whole. You're trying to become your best and your highest self. Everything that we do is intentional. The coffee, the cordyceps, the lion's mane. We're trying to get you to activate the clarity in yourself, because you're lost right now. We're lost in relationships. We're lost in friendships. We're lost in people. And we're staying stuck there emotionally. So when we talk about a future and a vision for yourself, do you even see your vision for yourself? Have you tuned into that? What do I want for myself? Because I have to stand on business. My father always says, it's takeover time. Do you know what that means when he says it's takeover time? Take over those thoughts. Take over those emotions. Stand on business in yourself and constantly walk towards the vision that you have for yourself. Move towards it, and don't let nobody, I'm telling you, because I know what it's like to get stuck in a marriage and get stuck through friendships and people who constantly try to pull you back. You can even get lost in this spiritual space where you constantly looking for dreams and things to come to you. And it's like, nah, baby girl, you got enough information. Start to walk in it. Walk in the process. Create the process. Move in the process. This isn't just Super Mind for you to be, oh, 19 Keys and I want to be a fan and a celebrity. He's trying to get you to evolve. Because if you look at the collection of Black people as a community, you got people from all levels. We got people up here with all this information. We got people up here that's lost. but some of us have to be real examples to the people in our families. Because you can't build a community if you don't build your family. You can't build a community if you and your husband don't even have a connection, if you don't even know how to communicate, if you don't know how to center yourself, if you're getting lost in your emotions. If you look at the marriages today, they're failing because we're lost in our emotions. We don't know how to check ourselves. This is what Supermind is here for you to get into yourself, for you to get into motion, because that's what a Supermind is. Thank you very much.
First, grateful to be here. My name is Simi Phillips. I'm originally from Worcester, Massachusetts. And first, but definitely not least, these chains here say, self-love is a reflection of all love. So first, I want to thank 19 Keys because he helped me fall more in love with myself. You see, I started my journey, I was living in a crack house. My mom was a user and seller of crack cocaine. So I started a lifestyle change at 23 before coming into any of this. I just wanted to know what it felt like to be happy. So for me to ascend, I had to look within myself. So the question asks, what's your vision of the future? I know the power behind it because the only way I was able to create something new while living in a crack house. When I say a crack house, I don't mean like by hyperbole. I mean, literally, my mom would be strung out every day. She'd smoke and then she'd sell just enough to support her habit. So I started to think about what do I see myself? What do I see myself becoming? And at the time, I saw myself having my own business. I'm in health and fitness. And everything I started seeing in my mind every single day would start to happen over time. So when 19 Key says, what's your vision of the future? It's very important because you can't create on old things. And I looked at my family and I like to look at life. I'm somebody that's very analytical by my spiritual makeup. So I look at my cousins who were serving, you know, I was 5 minutes away from being part of a double homicide. So I started looking at family. I said, why is everybody going down the same path? And I looked at the makeup, the programming that was in the subconscious mind. And I started looking and I said, well, wait a second. If we can be programmer, who does Timmy want to be? And I had to look within myself and I said, hold on, I'm a teacher. Hold on. I started creating my own codes for life. And there's something I heard one time that I really resonate with is we want God to work for us, but we don't work for God. Meaning there's a God, there's a creator inside of you that's supposed to be activated. And you got to study your design. You got to study who you are intimately to know what that is. And I'm speaking so powerfully on that because I became the first six-figure earner in my family. In my family, everybody else is in jail. Everybody else is on drugs. Everybody else is mentally not here. People committing suicides. My uncle came home from two homicides and killed himself. You know what I'm saying? So when he says things like that, I really want to promote you guys to start thinking and take it seriously. What is your vision for the future? Start eating healthy. Like the Supermind coffee, things like that. When I started becoming healthier and I started having mental clarity, then I started saying, because it's like there's levels to life. And the first level is yourself foundationally. And if you're not even right, you're not even going to have these thoughts because you're going to be like, I'm tired today. I don't feel good today. And then there's things inside of your body that will start, you know, without going too deep, you may be feeling emotions that's not even you. It may be based on what you're putting in your body. So when you can do that and kick the vices so you can finally what? Feel you, feel who you are. And then guess what? We're all born innately with DNA holds trillion. One bit of DNA holds trillion bits of information. So there's all these things, this magic per se inside of you. That when you start to get into that and really start to analyze that, you'll start to say, you know what? This is who I am. And my vision for the future, I call myself Emperor Timmy on my Instagram because as an emperor, you have an empire, which means in your life journey, you're going to help a lot of people become royal. And I believe my life calling is to help people become the highest version of themselves. And therefore, what I see for everybody, everybody brings something to the table. Some people are generators. Some people can create things. Some people can teach people. And it's important as people, we start to foundationally build ourselves and find out who we are person by person. Because you can't be everything you want, but you can be everything you are. You'll see somebody who's a singer and be like, I want to be a singer because you see what they have, but that's not who you are. So you got to take the time to love yourself. Really realize, and love is an action. It's not like this, ooh, no, it's an action. So by action, when you really start to figure that out, and this is just my thoughts on it, you're going to start to elevate yourself. You're going to start to find out, well, this is what I'm called for. And you're going to bring it to the table. Because as people, I grew up, my father's from the deep South Christian. That never resonated with me when the pastors be in church, oh, we're not worthy. I'm like, what do you mean we're not worthy? It just never made sense to me from a young age. So it's time for you to realize who you are as people. We're melanated beings. We could turn sunlight into nutrients. Original man, like, come on, guys. So therefore, there's so much power in there. We look at other people and we want what they have, but you can't be everything you want. It could be everything you are when you really find out who you are.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Are and what you can create, you're going to love yourself more. And when you love yourself more, you're going to identify, well, this is what I am. And then you're going to bring it to the table, because as people, I believe that's the way when we come together, we're going to be undefeated. So my vision of the future is everybody elevating their mind and elevating their action and bringing that God in within you to the table. So us as people one day can create a beautiful civilization, which we once had in multiple times. But, you know, we just got a little sidetracked. So That's what I see, guys.
Give him some love, man.
Brother, I appreciate you. And I appreciate that message. When you speaking, it kind of has me thinking, if there's anybody else that wants to come up, we maybe have time for one or two more. We can get that going. But as you're speaking, it has me thinking about parallel universes, different dimensions, the decision tree. You know, you make this decision, you go down that path. You make another decision, you go down a different path. And we have multiple versions of ourselves that we can become and we can tap into. You can manifest that. It doesn't, your environment, you don't have to be a product of your environment. You're an example of that. You rose above that. How did you do that? You tapped into a higher frequency, a different version of yourself, and put that into your current state, right? So again, with that whole concept of building your future, you can do that. You can tap into, you know, Keys talks a lot about having a conversation with his highest version of himself, you know? 5 years ago, he's thinking about, how do I look like? What does it feel like? How do I just really see it and envision myself 5 to 10 years from now? Let me have a conversation with that person and let me tap into them right now. So you are a perfect example of that, and I appreciate you for saying those words, brother. Appreciate you.
Can I say one more thing? Absolutely. And so one more thing, as people, I really wanted you guys to wake up to this. So if you see, I have the Jaylen Browns on. I got them like a couple months ago, or a month or two ago now. I got the crowns. I got the necklaces. I got the, you know, the supermind. And I say that because as people, we're so sick where we'll go spend hundreds of dollars on designer. But when it comes to our own people, we'll have to start to question it. Well, you know, or like the young lady said, I want to support. Forget all that. One, do it for yourself. But number two, if you could come in here with a multiple $100 outfit, then I'm just going to say, why can't we get some supermind? Why? Because guess what? When we have great people, when we have great leaders in our community, when you pour into them, money's just energy. So therefore, when you pour into them, the great brother is going to be able to go more places to speak to more people and open more minds. But you, now this is another level, but you shouldn't even think like this, but freely, you're going to get the return on investment. You're going to have something step into your life. But sometimes we're so sick that we buy things that's been validated by society that says this is cool, because you don't feel so cool within yourself, that you'll go overspend on things like that. The good brother's bag is only $44. Why we don't all have one is just interesting to me. This is very interesting. Well, we should be investing, so therefore that energy can flow. So if you really believe in the cause, put your money where your mouth is, because your money's going to dictate where your values are. Because I know you got designer. I know you're doing other things. That's all. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
The journey, I don't want to say it's hard, but it's challenging.
It's complex. You let's know. Say that.
So,
yes, sir.
Thank you for that.
I appreciate you, man, recognizing. And the words that you spread to everybody else is infectious. You feel me? Not everybody get it and take that time to make sure that they get it. Because it requires you to be intentional to sit down and think about the perspective of others, right? And what they must go through versus the end result and what you can get from it. So I appreciate you, man. You're a part of the movement.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
My man Big Duke was talking about you.
Okay.
My man Duke, you know what I'm talking about? Game
Producer? Oh, yeah.
I met him when I was living
on the show. For sure, for sure. Yes, sir.
He's cool cool, so keep on your thing, brother.
Yeah, sorry, appreciate it.
Let's give another round of applause. Definitely appreciate those words.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. So my name is Monet, and I am a healer, a life coach, and I also do hypnotherapy. So it's super important for me. My journey started about 6 years ago, experiencing certain trauma and honestly feeling lost, feeling like I didn't really have a place, didn't understand what that place was supposed to look like, didn't understand where I was supposed to be in my own life and what I was supposed to be doing. And I'm a single mom, so I raised my son by myself. And when I say by myself, I mean without his dad, without my family, without any kind of community, I mean by myself. So it was a long journey of making a lot of mistakes, seeing myself fail, watching my son watch me fail. A lot of those things were going on in my life. And it finally, I think God just spoke to me and said, you know, it has to be better than this. You have to figure something else out for yourself. And so I started my own personal journey of healing. And so to everybody's point, Key's a sister and this gentleman that came up here, to find yourself, to know yourself is to love yourself. You know, when you are able to go within yourself and find that consciousness within, find the awareness that it exists within and really understand that you're just observing, you know, you're just observing everything external, but there's something deeper inside of you that connects you to life, connects you to God, connects you to your being, connects you to your calling. So coaching was never something that I said I would do, but it was through my own personal experiences that, and when I got my own help, when I went to therapy myself, I said, there's so many people within my community that need this. There's so many people that I see that are struggling. There's so many people that I see that are going through just bad traumas and addictions. And, you know, I've had all kinds of mental health issues in my own family. My uncle committed suicide. You know, just seeing so many things go on and feeling like I didn't really have a way to help, a way to make my family feel hopeful. So that's what started me on my journey. I just wanted to do something better. And so I look at myself as a cycle breaker, you know, now. You know, I come from a long line of single parents, single parenthood. And I unfortunately was the same way raising my son. And so really helping him to understand, he came to Keys last night. He came to Keys when Keys was in Boston the last time. He's a young man. He's 17 now, but, you know, really showing him what it looks like to be unapologetic, really showing him what it looks like to have the audacity to stand on his own and be strong, not just from a woman that's strong, but him as his own man, you know, having that strength and having that courage to show up as his true self. So I've stepped into my own authenticity, and that's just a beautiful feeling, you know, growing in that way, going through all these transitions. And even though it was painful, even though it was powerfully bad, I really do resonate with visualizing my own future. You know, so I used to think abundance was about money. And now I understand that abundance is everything. You know, it's having the community around you. It's being able to support. It's being able to love on a greater level than yourself. It's being able to show respect for every Black man and every Black woman. It's being able to stand in your space and be at peace. It's being able to center yourself. It's being able to care for yourself on the physical level. It's being able to care for yourself on a spiritual level. And so really coming into all of these things and being able to identify these things has shown me how to show up in my true authentic self, which is the highest vibration. So I'm super grateful to be in this space now. And what I'd like to do, what I'd like to propose for everybody that is local to Boston, and to Keys's point, this is something that we should always continue to do on a consistent basis. It shouldn't be just like, because Keys is in town, like, oh, let's do this mm-hmm. thing. You know, so I want to challenge everybody to introduce themselves either to me or to whoever you resonate the most with, and that we could collectively start doing this on a consistent basis, whether it's monthly or weekly or whatever we feel the need, but to really get together and really build each other up, because I'm struggling to find a tribe. You know, I'm grateful to see all these people, especially from this area, that are doing something positive and that want to really live a life that's better. So I really do challenge people to come up and, you know, if I haven't already introduced myself to you, for you to introduce yourself to me, for us to get connected and stay connected and really create an environment where we're supporting each other as a local community, you know.
Thank you. Clap it up for us. Thank you so much for your words. Thank you so much for your words, and I appreciate you because I do remember you from the first Boston show that we did last year or the end of 2023. I remember meeting you there, and I see you again at the event last night. And, you know, this is just like you were saying, this is a tribe of people that are on the same frequency. So we have to build with each other. And a lot of times people come up to me, they have proposals, they have opportunities, they have things like that. The more and more I see you, the more I see you showing up, I think the more we're allowed for those spaces to happen and for us to connect and collaborate and actually do more. So I love what you said about not waiting on us to do some event here, but to tap in. We have a nice here, we have Kurt here, we have people in the city, right, who are building every day, who are doing amazing things in the community every day. We have yourself, we have all the high level frequency individuals in here. So look around, meet each other, tap in with each other, because this can be a powerful room that doesn't have to end right here. We can keep this thing going. So clap it up for yourselves.
And just really quick, so I gifted Keys and Amici yesterday with a t-shirt, and it's part of my what I want to be a global initiative, right? So it's called Echo Love. It's empowerment, community, hope, and opportunity, all in love. So really working for us, working with us, working everything that can support us. And I do the same thing where, you know, I have different events. I hire vendors that are black and brown. Like, it's important for me to really move forward in this space of accelerating one another. So I hope that you guys would want to be a part of it, want to participate in it, want to be down with it, you know, all of those good things.
I got to tap in. Appreciate you. Tap in and let's keep this thing going. But right now we're going to have Steve Jones. If you tap in with 19 Keys, I'm sure you tapped in with the Man to Man podcast. I'm sure you've seen Steve Jones at the events when it comes to vending, when it comes to everything on the back end. If you've seen the High Level Conversations page, how are all those posts getting made? Well, look no other than Steve Jones. So he's here to say a few words as well. So let's tap in with Steve. Appreciate you, brother.
First, I want to thank everybody for coming out to the event, for even coming to any of our events if you've been multiple times. And Keys asked me to come up here. I say, how am I going behind Kalima? But nah, I just want to tell y'all a quick background about me. I've been knowing Keys since I was 12. Like, I really grew up. I knew him before 19 Keys, you know. So I come from St. Louis. I done been in the most traumatic situations you can think of. I've been shot 3 different times. I beat a life sentence in jail. I came home and I made it my duty to change my life and assist my brother build this brand. Some days it be hard. We do all of this without any sponsors. So we love when our people support us back, because that's how we are able to fund our projects, to pay the crew to chop the clips up for us. We make products and we put it back into us, because we don't take sponsorship money for people that don't align with our brands. But I want to tell y'all right now, when I'm doing all this work behind the scenes, I got to get on my Superman coffee to keep me going. So, but you ain't got to take my word. So don't read the reviews, be the review. Mariah is at the table. I appreciate that.
Give it up for Steve.
Doing, bro. Especially on the note you were talking about, like, you know, you beat a life sentence. I currently do some work with formerly incarcerated individuals, and it's different, man. It's different. It's a completely different paradigm that individuals are navigating. So anytime I hear somebody, you know, coming from that realm, I got to give you props, especially to hear the work that you're doing right now. It's amazing. For sure, for sure. My name's Wansi Nana. Yes, sir. And do you still do any, like, you do any work in that realm as well?
I want to get into it, though. Okay. It's still traumatized going into the gym, you know.
So, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Javon. I go by Mr. Razor Vibes on social media. And I'm a growth coach based out of here in Boston. And I know as we talk about the future, I also want to focus on the present and make sure everyone understands that it is going to be a journey, right? We all have a starting point, and everybody's starting point is going to be different. Everyone's not always going to be at that high level, and not yet. And it's okay that you're not there yet, because it is going to be a journey. So the main thing that I just wanted to come up here and leave out here with everybody is to understand where you are, but also have a plan on where you want to be, because the future is coming with or without you, and it's either you can get with it or you can get left. So the main 3 things that I really want to preach with everybody in here today is really identify where you are, because having that point of reference to know that you can navigate the journey is extremely important, all right? Define where it is that you want to go, okay? Maybe you don't have the aspirations to be at that highest level. Maybe you just want to be a little bit better tomorrow than you were today. Maybe it is you have those dreams of being a seven-figure earner. Maybe it is that you want to be an actor, you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be an investor, but have that goal defined on what it is that you want to do, and then work on developing that plan so that you can accomplish it, so that you can achieve it. Because at the end of the day, the days are going to go by with or without you, and as long as you have a plan and you have something to follow, it's possible for you, right? And at sometimes at the very beginning, it can seem very unlikely. You can be discouraged. You can be, it can feel like it is extremely overwhelming in that the possible is out of reach right now. But it's because you don't necessarily have what it is right now. But again, as long as you are identifying where you are, right? Focusing on developing that plan, making sure that you are following through with that so that you can accomplish everything it is that you want out for yourself. Because again, when I first started at 19 Keys, I was overwhelmed. I did not think it was ever going to be possible for me to ever get to that level. But again, just taking it day by day, constantly doing the little things, putting in the daily work and allowing that to compound, you get closer, right? And day by day, little by little, it's always going to become more and more likely that you will be able to get to that point, to your destination. But identifying that destination for yourself is extremely important. So for everybody in here, no matter what it is, your journey you're on or where it is you want to go, be consistent and really see it through, because and believe in yourself, because it is possible. You just constantly need to put in the work little by little and attack it day by day, because eventually you're going to get there, but you got to do those little things first. So thank you all for your time. I appreciate that.
Appreciate you, y'all.
Yeah, no problem. Brother.
Appreciate you.
Let's give him another round of applause. Let's give a round of applause for 19 Keys. So a lot of times when we talk about the future, there are, I think Keys brings it up a lot. A lot of the talk and conversation about the future is somebody else's future. You know, it's not our future. You hear so much about what people are doing, and that's what causes anxiety. But when you're focused on what does your future look like for yourself, then I think you can find peacefulness in that. If you tap in, understand what you are, what you want to be, and manifest that into reality now. So let's, with that being said, I'm going to have 19 Keys say a few words to close us out.
Shout out to everybody who spoke. Everybody who spoke is powerful. My sister Kalima, she take the cake, I got to say. Very powerful words, very great delivery. My brother was saying something though about reaching my level. I don't think that's the goal. You know what I mean? The goal is just optimizing on whatever your skills and gift are at the highest level. You feel me? Like, what does it look like for you is the question, right? Because sometimes we could be making so much progress, but it's hard for us to see how much progress we're making because we're looking at the end result and not the day-to-day progress. You feel me? And the reality of it is, all I do is sip on Supermind coffee. Ain't nothing else. That's why I had to bring it to the market. You know what I'm saying? This is that quantum leap. You just get no studying, no reading, no researching, nothing. Just Supermind coffee. You know what I'm saying? Every morning. You don't need no Saratoga water routines. You know what I'm saying? All you need is Supermind coffee and you good to go. Just wake up in the morning and just go. You ain't got to be up at 3 a.m., nothing. You know what I'm saying? You can wake up at 7, 8, 9. Whenever you wake up, just Supermind. There you go.
With that being said,
marketing.
With that being said, I think we do have to wrap up this portion of the event. Once again, you're welcome to stay here, vibe out, order something for yourself. We'll be putting down the boots in a second. I know we have Kurt, we have a nice in the back.
My name is MJ.
We have so many people. Y'all want to say a few words? Are you good? Okay, y'all good? They vibing, they chilling. But they helped us put on the event. We would not have been able to do that last night without them and their support. So again, like we said earlier, it's not about who's on the microphone, who's speaking. It's really about who's to your left and who's to your right. And we're looking forward to build. So with that being said, we appreciate all of you being here. DJ, I'm going to hand it off to you. And I will go from there. Thank you so much. And thank you, Tatiana, for being here and setting up this event. Appreciate you. I'm and everybody here, though. Thank you.
Thank you. That's what we need you for.
Yeah, for sure.
To help us execute.
Being an instructor, started with the instructors, and then
Yes, sir. I love it. And now it's just, let's execute it. I'm with it 100%.
Appreciate you taking the time to hit me out, bro.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
But please connect with a metric.
I got you.
Absolutely. How you doing? I'm excellent. Thank you for speaking today. Oh, thank you.
I would say it's good to come out to events like this and hear from individuals like Keys, because you got to learn from the best to be the best. The sum total of the people you surround yourself with is yourself. And at a point like right now where there's a lot of things going on in the world, you don't know who you can trust, what you can trust, you got to surround yourself with the real. And 19 Keys has been nothing but real from the time that I've been following him the past couple of years. And being in the Boston area, knowing that he was going to be right around the corner, there's no way that I couldn't show up, show out. Didn't know how many people would be here, but I knew I had to come and support no matter what it meant. He stands for something that our whole community needs in a number of different ways, and I'm here to support.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Maliha Hashmi, and this was my first coffee club meeting with the Keys. And I have to say, it's high frequency. I'm a biohacker. I'm one of the top 10 innovators globally. And for me, everything starts with coffee in the morning and those conversations that make magic happen. And this has been quite the vibe and quite that frequency I'm looking for, because when you attract, you also get magnetic, and this was amazing. And we're working on the digital twins, working for healthcare for everyone everywhere. And I feel like this will be one of those starting points where the magic will happen. Thank you.
I'm Coach Bree Nichols, and I'm out here at the Save Yourself Summit in Boston. This is my second time getting to see 19 Keys in person, technically third if we count yesterday and the last time he came for the dropout. Today we got the Supermind here, and I've actually purchased, so you know we're gonna put our money where our mouth is, but got the sampler here first. Now, I must say, I like mine black, no cream. We're gonna take it straight with a little bit of organic cane sugar. And when I talk about Supermind, it's making those conversations even higher level, man. I'm trying to tell you. I got to politic with my brother over here, who we're meeting for the first time at this event. We're going to connect after here. And I'm telling you, we're going to have some super mind while we talking about good time.
So today, an amazing event. Very powerful. A lot of high-level conversations. Also, having a super mind coffee. I love the coffee. I felt it probably in the first 15 minutes it started to hit. But the thing I like about it is it has lion's mane and other things that help with mental focus and clarity. A lot of people drink coffee, but you know, they have that mind all over the place, that finicky energy, it doesn't give you that. So you need to tap in with this every day, because a man is his mind. So if you have clarity and confidence, nothing can stop you. But how you fuel your mind is what's most important. Get that super mind in your life.
So my experience here at the very first coffee club was amazing. It was especially what I thought it would be. Definitely high level vibes, high level energy. Shout out to Supermind. If you haven't got any, you know, you need to get some, because it's for the creators, it's for the high levels. After the Supermind, I definitely felt, you know, more creative. I felt more tapped in. I didn't have coffee this morning that I originally had, for this reasoning, to actually see the benefits, and I will say they are some benefits. So get you some Supermind, shout out to 19 Keys, and keep everything high level.
First of all, thank you to 19 Keys and the family for the first ever coffee experience. Like, I thought it was so dope. I had to come out, wasn't able to make yesterday's event, but I think it's such an awesome opportunity to come and really have an intimate conversation, a little bit more of an intimate conversation about, you know, spirituality, all the things, right? We already know what 19 Keys and a family is about, so I really appreciated them coming to Boston and just showing love. It was a great time networking with people and meeting new people in the city. And I think that's what it's about, is really growing from within and really tapping into ourselves. So I really appreciate it. Got my products, looking forward to trying them out. And yeah, it was wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, in the morning I need balance. I need balance and energy. Before I take in all of the things that are going on around me, I gotta be grounded in myself, where I'm at, what I'm getting done in the day, and my deeper self, because the world will pull me in all different types of ways as soon as I step out of my room. And in the morning, if I'm not grounded, if I'm not balanced, if I don't have that energy, I don't know where I'll be at the end of the day, but I won't be in one piece.
Peace family, we just wrapped up a wonderful, amazing event here at Hue Lounge in Boston. Definitely want to thank the staff, thank all the people involved with helping put this together. It was more of an intimate experience to have a meet and greet and actually build with people in Boston, get a chance to know them, get them a chance to get to tap in with 19 Keys and have a conversation and some one-on-one time. A lot of times when we're doing these shows, we don't really get the chance to build with people in the right way. So we definitely want to continue to work with lounges, coffee shops. If you have a place of business and you want to get involved, definitely send us an email, send us a message, because we need to do more of this. But once again, thank you to Hue, to all the staff here in Boston. It was a wonderful, amazing event. Y'all have to tap in for the next one. Peace.
Last night we was here and they were serving liquor. We decided to come back in the morning for a new ritual, and we were serving coffee with the people, specifically Lion's Mane Coffee. Last night we was talking about cognitive security, right? This morning we was talking about it as well, but we were serving coffee into understanding that protecting your mind literally and your brain so that you have stronger connections. Right? That allows you to be more resilient in this digitally chaotic world, but also to allow you to create better connections with the people around you. I believe if we can get together and we can kick it at nightclubs and we can take shots over loud music, then we can also have new rituals where we meet in the morning and we have coffee and we have conversations that stimulate us as well, forming different bonds. So we started off our first run here in Boston at Hue. Thanks to my good brother Rob, man, who I was introduced to by my good brother Jalen, was able to come to a black business, help stimulate that business, while he also provided a space for us to be able to come here and serve Supermind Coffee, which is what sponsored the event in the first place. Without sponsors like Supermind Coffee, these things are impossible, but we're able to bring community together, and it becomes essentially something that's therapeutic for people to have a space to where they can communicate their brave ideas about the world, their philosophies, and just express their voices, points, and opinions. Something that we need to have more of. So I'm thankful for Boston because it has been a very intelligent experience since we've been here, and I look forward to going to the next city, connecting with the next business owner, right? And bridging that gap between superminds all across the planet. Peace to the family. If you want to get involved and you want us to pull up to your coffee shop, or you want to turn your business into an opportunity for people to connect over coffee, all you got to do is go to asupermind.com and hit the contact page, or DM me directly, or email us at 19keys at 19keys.com. And we'll get directly back to you ASAP. Until then, make sure you grab your supermind so you can tap in. As the world changes, we gotta make some upgrades. Peace.
Hue Lounge in Boston.
Late night, everybody was taking shots and enjoying themselves. This morning, we was actually taking shots of coffee, re-stimulating ourselves and having a connection.
Not just networking, but it's real connection. Having a tribe, having a friend group.
My energy is like on high frequency here.
We want God to work for us, but we don't work for God.
Because I hear a lot of people say, I'm just supporting you. I'm like, no, support yourself.
When I talk about Supermind, it's making those conversations even higher level.
Definitely high level vibes, high level energy.
I thought it was so dope, I had to come out.
I love the coffee. It has lion's mane and other things that help with mental focus and clarity.
The coffee, the cordyceps, the lion's mane, we're trying to get you to activate the clarity in yourself because you're lost right now.
Self-love is a reflection of all love. So first I want to thank 19 Keys because he helped me fall more in love with myself.
The goal is just optimizing on whatever your skills and gift are at the highest level.
We all have a starting point, and everybody's starting point is going to be different.
When I'm doing all this work behind the scenes, I got to get on my Supermind Coffee to keep it going.
I think it's such an awesome opportunity to come and really have an intimate conversation.
There's no way that I couldn't show up, show out.
Thanks to Rob, Hue Lounge in Boston, we was able to have a cup of coffee with the community. If you get some of that Supermind Coffee, it's joy in a cup,
joy in a cup, joy in a cup, joy in a cup.
And I look forward to going to the next city, connecting with the next business owner, right? And bridging that gap between superminds all across the planet. Peace to the family. If you want to get involved and you want us to pull up to your coffee shop, or you want to turn your business into an opportunity for people to connect over coffee, all you got to do is go to asupermind.com and hit the contact page, or DM me directly, or email us at 19keys at 19keys.com, and we'll get directly back to you ASAP. Until then, make sure you grab your supermind so you can tap in. As the world changes, we got to make some upgrades. Peace.
This is an ad by BetterHelp.
BetterHelp recently surveyed over 16,000 people and found that while 75% of people believe it's wise to seek support, only 27% of Americans are in therapy, and people stay silent to avoid being judged. BetterHelp has over 10 years of experience matching you with the right therapist, because we're all better with help. Visit BetterHelp.com/stopthestigma for their first ever State of Stigma report, the latest in mental health research.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.